Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and the new 100.3 FM. Ohio State football gets going on Saturday afternoon. It's the 2019 Lid Lifter. It's the Buckeyes in Florida Atlantic having at it. And here to talk about the Buckeyes and much more, we've got Sean Dunnigan with WBNS-TV down in Columbus. Dunny, a pleasure as always, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Andy?
So far, so good. I think we're all excited for the beginning of a brand new season, and we're only a couple of days away, and there are a lot of questions surrounding this Buckeye team, which obviously looks a heck of a lot different than it did a year ago. I want to begin, though, by talking about the offensive line. Brandon Bowen is going to be the starting right tackle. Now, he's had a pretty interesting last couple of years. This trek back really involves a pretty incredible story, and it was kind of a big deal made throughout the course of the week that he's going to start at right tackle. Well, why is it such a big deal that he's starting at right tackle?
Not last season, but the season before, now 2 seasons ago, he was playing significant minutes and then broke his leg playing football and during a game. And he looked to be ready to go last season, and he had to have surgery on his leg again. During that time, he became a father and I believe got married, but I'm not too sure about that one. But he's definitely gone through what a lot of people would call a life transformation. And for him to get the news that he's starting for the offensive line for the Buckeyes, it's a great story for him and his family.
I want to stay on the offensive side of things for another minute here also, because we certainly do anticipate some changes this year. And there are those out there talking about how, well, this team could look a little bit different inside the red zone, I think, with Justin Fields. That certainly adds a different dynamic that really wasn't there a year ago at that position. But well, what kinds of red zone changes do you expect offensively for the Buckeyes?
I just expect them to be more consistent throughout the entire field, not just the red zone. If you look at last year, obviously when you get into the red zone, the defense tightens up. You know, there's a lot more defenders there in spaces because the field is a lot shorter when you get into the red zone. With Dwayne Haskins and throwing the ball, that became a bit more of a problem because there's less holes to throw the ball. With Justin Fields and his ability to run, and remind you, this is a guy that runs a 4.38 40, you know, that changes things. Maybe they have to put a spy on him. Maybe that opens up some more holes for him to pass. That opens up more holes for a run-pass option. Maybe give it to J.K. Dobbins. I think just his ability to run the ball, and everybody knows his ability to run the ball, changes the game for Ohio State.
Certainly inside the red zone, that should make a very, very big difference. We'll take a look at the defense now, Donnie. I know last year this was a unit that really was under a great deal of scrutiny. Well, what kinds of changes do you expect defensively for the Buckeyes this year?
Four new defensive coaches, including two co-defense coordinators. The co-defense coordinators is nothing new for Ohio State. They had that last year. But what is different, and when we talk to the players and coaches as well, it just seems like it's simpler. It seems like it's a simpler defense that everyone is grasping. Everybody is buying into. Everybody loves the new coaches. And that goes a long way with these kids. This defense is a year older. You know, I believe it's going to be eight returning starters from last year's defense. You're going to have a lot of veteran guys out there, and it should go a long way in providing what should be the return of the silver bullets. But time will tell. We'll see, especially come Saturday when they actually take the field and tackle against Florida Atlantic.
Taking a look at that unit as a whole, you know, you talked about the coaching changes, and certainly we expect some changes there, and I think we may see the effects of those on Saturday. But outside of Okuda and Young, who are some of the other guys that you're looking at that could certainly be in the spotlight as soon as this Saturday?
Jordan Fuller, safety, senior captain. He's one of those glues for the Buckeye defense on the back end. He's one of those that's great in space. He can tackle well. I really expected him to have a good year. And Brendan White, number 25. He's played a few games last year as a freshman or sophomore. You know, he's now be playing what they call the bullet position, kind of like a hybrid linebacker, defensive back. you know, they might be throwing a little 4-2-5 formation in there to bring him on the field and seeing what he can do. That's going to be a new element to this Buckeye defense, is the bullet position. Again, it's a hybrid defensive back linebacker, so you're getting the power of a linebacker, but he's got the speed of a DB to cover, you know, to cover tight ends and to cover slot receivers.
Sean Dunnigan with WBNS-TV in Columbus, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the Buckeyes in their first game of the season this coming Saturday against Florida Atlantic, and certainly a lot of questions surrounding this first matchup. And, you know, I take a look at a lot of different guys offensively who are certainly going to be under the microscope. I think the easy answer to this question is Justin Fields for sure, but outside of Fields, which other player do you think is going to be under the microscope the most?
I don't know if it's players, but I think it's going to be Ryan Day. And it sounds like the cop-out answer as far as, you know, of course he's going to be under the microscope. But how he manages game situations, how he manages the J.K. Dobbins, you know, there's really, you know, you have DeMario McCall behind J.K., but J.K., can he be that workhorse back? Can he average 20, 25 carries a game? You know, all that's going to be left up to Ryan Day and seeing how he manages everything. What does he do on fourth and short? Does he go for it? Does he run the ball? Does he pass the ball? Does he quick kick? Can Justin Fields punt the ball? We don't know any of these answers because, you know, when he coached three games last year, it was still Urban's guys, Urban's system, Urban's playbook, Urban's everything. Now is his time to show what he's got in his arsenal. And I think that will put him under the microscope as well.
In your dealings with him, what kinds of gigantic personality shifts or changes do you see in him? Because it seems like, at least on the surface, he's a bit more dialed down than Coach Meyer, and maybe that's not fair to say from a distance, but again, you guys have been up close and personal with him a few times. But what kinds of major differences do you see between Coach Day and Coach Meyer?
Coach Day is a lot more, right, as of now, even keel when it comes to just being off the field. And, you know, he smiles. He jokes around with us. And not saying Urban Meyer didn't. But Ryan Day does it a lot more. He listens to everything. You know, Urban does it as well, but don't know it to what degree. Everybody on the team raves about you know, about Coach Day, and it's not really a whole lot different, but it is at the same time. And it's just little things that he's able to do and put his small stamp on this Buckeye football program that I think the players are seeing and definitely buying into.
Who are some of the individuals on Florida Atlantic that the Buckeyes seem to be most concerned about?
It's not so much individuals. It's more team and Lane Kiffin and his ability to innovate on offense, such a big offensive innovator, and be able to pick apart defensive schemes and everything like that. So they're nervous about that. And also, you know, they have a new defensive coordinator over at the Florida Atlantic. And, you know, they've never seen, you know, obviously Florida Atlantic's defense really hasn't been on tape with a new defensive coordinator. So how can they adjust on the field to adjust what the defense is doing for the Owls?
What kinds of other things have the Buckeyes said this week about Florida Atlantic? I think there's a ton of intrigue when you consider Lane Kiffin being there. Obviously, it's a big name. You talked about the new defensive coordinator. Does the lack of familiarity scare the Buckeyes? Maybe not scare, but does it concern the Buckeyes at all? What kinds of other things are they saying about Florida Atlantic?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The lack of familiarity in Lane Kiffin. You know, he innovates. He can do, you know, he can come up with some crazy stuff that no one really knows or sees before. You saw it at Alabama. You saw it at Tennessee. You saw it with the Raiders. You saw it with USC. He can play really well. You know, this is a team a few plays here and there from taking it to Wisconsin a few years ago. Oklahoma last year, not even close. So which FAU team's going to show up early in the season? And is it going to be the team that's going to scare the Buckeyes? Is it a team that the Buckeyes will walk over? You know, that's really the big unknown. Ohio State's not really worried about Florida Atlantic as much as they're worried about themselves and making sure their legs are underneath them and getting ready for a big game.
Well, the first one is always a big one, regardless of who you play, and this Saturday should be a very interesting one because it does begin a brand-new chapter in the long-storied history of Ohio State football. Dunny, as we take a look at this game 48 hours out, just a little bit less than that now, you have any general thoughts or predictions you're willing to make on what might happen on Saturday between Ohio State and Florida Atlantic?
I made a prediction on Tuesday, so I guess I got to stay with it. I had the Buckeyes winning 56-17.
Wow, 56, huh?
In new offense, yeah, I expect Justin Fields to be out there for most of the game, at least the first three quarters, just to, you know, get him some game reps, get him some experience out there as the new starter, as the leader, and then go from there. I do expect Florida Atlantic to score a few touchdowns just because of Lane Kiffin and what he can do, and, you know, don't sleep on the Owls. They have had they've been known to make other teams sweat it out a little bit. So I expect a close game in the first half, but the Buckeyes really to blow it away once adjustments are made at halftime.
Good deal. Well, Dunny, we know you guys are crazy busy this week, so we really do appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. Have a great weekend, my friend, and we will do this again next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dunny. Again, Sean Dunnigan with WBNS-TV in Columbus joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a break. Matt Douglas and I will come back with more fun and excitement after this on AM 930 WEOL and on the new 100.3 FM.